we dated about a year or so, and we went steady then, and we got along real good. And I decided that Grace was one I wanted to spend my life with, if it was agreeable with her. And so after we came home from a date one night, I asked her if she would consider marrying me, and she thought it'd be all right. And so we went in, and I asked her folks if it was all right with them if I married her. And her dad right away said, he said, "I think you're both fine young people." And he said, I'll be proud to have you for son-in-law. And then Cecil, she went through this whole rig about, she went on for pretty an hour about when she read in the Wakefield paper that A.J. Avery had a son, Albion, and something just struck her that that was going to be important in her life. And then she went on about they went back to Michigan, and she always kind of pondered this in her heart, see? And then they moved back from Michigan, and well, she went through all her sicknesses when she had the pneumonia, and about when she's in high school and everything. And Les says, "Oh," he says, "Albion wants to marry Grace. He don't want to hear all that." I said, "No, it's all right. That's all right."
Had she ever said any of that before?
Well, one time she had said, I don't know if this was the time or not, but instead of reading it, well, she might have read the paper, but she, the way I remember it, she said she was remembered that she heard it walking down the streets in Wakefield one day that Allie Avery's had a son. And that just struck her, and she remembered it so vividly that Allie Avery's had a son.